Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour, right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast, with your host, Pastor Michael Smith. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button and turn on your notifications so that you can get the notified when we drop this breaking news on you. If you want to donate to this ministry, this truth, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio F-U-N-D. All right. Somebody should have told this big, fat, flabby motherfucker that, you know what I'm saying, you're not supposed to celebrate your birthday. Somebody should have told this big, fat, flabby. I know some people say, well, he done lost weight. He done got skinny. Nigga, he's still big, fat, and flabby. You know what I'm saying? Somebody should have told this big, fat, flabby motherfucker that, you know what I'm saying, we should not be celebrating birthdays. Because even though he's big, fat, and flabby, he's still a Hebrew. Well, he's a sold-out Hebrew, but he's still a Hebrew. And we're not supposed to be celebrating our birthdays. That's what the Egyptians do. That's what the Africans do. You know what I'm saying? We're not supposed to be doing that. That is the celebration of self. Ain't that what these celebrities do? Celebrate they self? Oh, okay. So I guess, you know what I'm saying? Big, fat, and flabby gets a pass because, you know what I'm saying, he came into the game celebrating his self. But get this. He's celebrating his son's 16-year birthday. 16 represents ritual. So what you about to do with this boy, you big, fat, flabby, huh? Are you about to put this boy in a pot and cook this boy and eat this boy, you big, fat, flabby? That's what you about to do? Anyway, let's go ahead and hear the news.
Birthday to Rick Ross's son. He posted him on social media and he said, everyone wish my son happy 16th birthday. Today he became the...
Now, people, you got to understand, when these celebrities invite others to share their light, it's for a ritual purpose only. If you meet a celebrity and the celebrity happens to take a picture with you, you share that celebrity light. You know what that means? That means you now is product of that celebrity. That celebrity is going to either use you to siphon your energy, or that celebrity is going to use you as a sacrifice. That's how it works. So by Rick Ross, yes, big, fat, flabby, you know what I'm saying, posting his son, you should leave your big, fat, flabby. You know what I'm saying? If you knew, well, actually, you do know what's going on. You do know. Because people, if you look at when Meek Mill signed the MMG on a private plane, Meek Mill signed a contract with MMG on a private plane. When Meek Mill signed that contract, you see how thirsty he looked. And when he signed that contract, just focus in on Rick Ross, Big Fat Flabby. Focus in on Big Fat Flabby and how Big Fat Flabby looked and how he put his head down when Meek Mill signed that contract. Now, you would be happy to, you know what I'm saying, sign another brother, you know what I'm saying, get another brother out the hood from, you know what I'm saying, doing that hood shit. You would be happy to sign another brother to make a so-called honest living, you know what I'm saying, in a musical career. You would be happy to do that if it was right. But why was you sad, Rick Ross? Why did you put your head down and you put your head in your hands and you was rubbing your head? You know what I'm saying? Because that seemed to be like somebody that, damn, another brother gone. You know what I'm saying? Damn, another soul gone. That's how people, if you don't believe me, if they still have it up on I don't know if ever, I don't know if it's on YouTube or where is that, but if they still have that video up, you know what I'm saying? YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Meek Mill's, Rick Ross, Meek Mill signs contract with Rick Ross's label MMG on private plane. If they still got that video up, watch and see how when Meek Mills is happy, and you know what I'm saying, he's rubbing his hands and he said, yeah, you know what I'm saying, and he's happy to sign the contract. But Rick Ross got his head in his, he put his head in his hands and he shook his head like he was sad. Like he was not happy to have Meek Mill sign. You know what I'm saying? So you did that with Meek Mill, but then you are happy to put your son out there? You are happy to put your 16-year-old son. 16 represents ritual sacrifice, people. So it's a damn shame what Rick Ross got in store for his 16-year-old son. Let's see what else, you know what I'm saying, Rick Ross did to his 16-year-old son. Let's go ahead and hear this.
Owner of his first Wingstop franchise, you're now officially a boss. Keep going.
So that's what... Oh, Rick Ross, you said your 16-year-old son is now officially a boss? Because you gave him... Let me
rewind that again. I just want to make sure I'm quoting it right. I want to make sure I'm quoting it right. You understand? So I'm going to...
to Rick Ross's son. He posted him on social media and he said, everyone wish my son happy 16th birthday today. He became the owner of his first Wingstop franchise. You're now officially a boss.
Rick Ross, you're not a boss when you are a franchisee. You don't say you a boss when you have, it says, Rick Ross's Wingstops. When is your... I'm going to give you an example, Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day when I had my restaurant down in Georgia, over there on Buford Highway in Gwinnett County, you know what I'm saying? It's called Ham Bone Soul Food. That was my restaurant. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I didn't piggyback off of nobody else. It was my shit. You know what I'm saying? So all the proceeds that come in is mine. Hey, can't nobody come in and say, you know what I'm saying, we non-voiding your franchisee contract, and therefore, you know what I'm saying, you no longer a franchisee owner because we no longer want you to, you know what I'm saying, become a franchisee owner of our company. You know what I'm saying? That's not a boss, you jackass. Stop misleading the people, you fat, flabby bastard. Stop it. You know what I'm saying? People, let me tell you what being a boss is. Being a boss is having your own shit, your own name. Not promoting somebody else's name. Wingstop is somebody else's name. You just signing a contract with Wingstop to make somebody else money for their name. That's not a boss. At any given moment, the owner of Wingstop can non and void your son's franchisee contract. And where will your son be at? Huh? People, being a boss, buy land. You know what I'm saying? Own land. Then you can be a boss. And then people will come to you and do what? Want to build on your land. And you can charge them rent from building on your land. You buy land and you have, you know what I'm saying, you can get builders to build subdivisions on your land. There's plenty of things you can do with your land if you buy land. That's being your own boss, jackass. But matter of fact, Rick Ross, tell me what are you a boss of? Because every company that I know that you have, you were just a co-signer, but the original owner is the white man. Wingstop, you a co-signer, a franchisee. The original owner is the white man. MMG, you a co-signer because the original owner of MMG is your distribution company that owns you. The same way, you know what I'm saying, you have Young Money, Cash Money. You would think Birdman owns Cash Money. But who is all of the artists signed to that's on Cash Money? Universal. Oh, Lord. Stop lying to the people, Rick Ross, you retarded, fat, flabby bastard, you. You know what I'm saying? Go and motherfucking damn go and flush your fat, flabby ass down the fucking toilet somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
No, now you officially a boss. You know what I'm saying? I gave you your own franchisee. Now you too can be a big a house nigga working for the massa and building up the massa's company.
Here's some words of advice, Rick Ross's 16-year-old son. Tell your father, your big, fat, flabby father, that, hey, I don't want this Wingstop stuff, Daddy. I don't want it. I don't want to work for the white man no more. I want to get my own name and have my own restaurant with my own name on it. Why can't it be Rick Ross's Wingstops? Why ain't gotta be Wingstops? Can we go to Master and have Master change the name of Wingstop to Rick Ross's Wingstop or Ross's Stop? Can we do that?
No, son, because Master want him to be glorified. Master don't want to change the name of his.
Come on, people. You know what I'm saying? Big Fat Flabby is fooling you all. Big Fat Flabby. And now he want to sell his book, Bossing Up. Bossing Up, you, in order to boss up Big Fat Flabby, you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to be able to, you know what I'm saying, own your own shit, Big Fat Flabby. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to own your own shit. Being that you don't own your own shit, the book that you got out now is worth shit. Because it's a bunch of lies. You know what I'm saying? I can say I'm bossed up because everything I got, I own. I own my own vehicles. I don't lease them. You understand? I own Luminati Radio. Ain't no white man pulling my strings, you jackass.
But anyway, this is damn Rick Ross's Wingstops. Anyway, people, I want to thank y'all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of Luminati News Hour, right here on Luminati Radio. I am your host, I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith.
If you're new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Turn on your notification bell so you'll be notified when I drop this breaking news on you. Don't forget, people, if you want to donate to this ministry, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $Illuminati Radio FUND.
Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you all.